Welcome to the Kitchen Counter Podcast, Halloween Special 2020.
I'm hungry, I'm starving.
Igor, the monster is hungry. The monster demands a sandwich. Igor, a sandwich now!
Hey everybody, Roger here. Welcome to the show. This is the 2020 Kitchen Counter Podcast Halloween Special episode. Just want to mention right up front, after you listen to the show, if you're interested in getting some pictures and recipes, if you will, of the things we try today, head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/Halloween2020. That's kitchencounterpodcast.com/Halloween2020. That will get you to the show notes, and you'll get to see some pictures of our monstrous creations. All right, everybody, enjoy the show. Okay, cool. Are you ready to start?
I am.
All right. So what we're doing today, we were talking about this a minute ago, mm-hmm. but we're twisting our... How long have we done this? Is this our fifth one? It might be our fifth one, or it's at least our fourth one.
Yeah, I'd have to really think about it. Maybe fourth. I'm thinking fourth. Maybe
yeah.
fifth, though.
I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah.
Along several years we've been doing this. And what we've done in the past is we've tried food that is kind of like weird to us or might be weird to other people. But in the past, what we've done is we've just tried them and talked about them. Well, we're switching it up this year. We're going to the Mad Scientist Laboratory. I'm tearing a page out of the Frankenstein playbook, basically. And instead of just trying one ingredient at a time, or one food item at a time, we're actually going to be, I have this fancy machine, which I haven't shown you yet, which it's actually going to spit out some sandwich recipes for us. And random, I have no idea what those are going to be. You have no idea what those are going to be. It's going to tell us what to put together. We're going to put the sandwich together, and we're going to taste them here for the first time ever.
Well, and I'm not sure where I fit in the analogy either. Maybe the Igor here, since I don't actually know what these ingredients are. I'm just kind of in the dark.
And now that you say that, I'm totally disappointed I didn't get brains on the ingredient list. Dang it. Although we did try that pork pig brain, remember?
Yeah,
that was dicey.
Yeah. It doesn't rank towards the, I don't know, it depends on your perspective, top or bottom of the list of badness.
Well, I agree. So here's why I'm excited about this, because I think two things. One, I can pretty much guarantee we're going to be eating things that no one has ever eaten before.
Okay.
As far as sandwiches go. I mean, we're going to be putting combinations together, I'm sure, that have never been tried. I'm positive. I'll say that 100% confident there. And I'm also holding out slight hope that we're actually going to stumble upon something really good. And 50 years from now, somebody's going to be on whatever Wikipedia is, and they're going to say, where did this sandwich originate? And it's going to be right here.
Okay. So this will be like the penicillin of sandwiches, where you just stumble into an amazing invention.
Listen, I do not want to think about penicillin before we record this episode.
Okay.
That's right. Typically not
Fair
where
enough.
I want to go.
Fair
but, you know, it's always like, where did the Reuben sandwich come from? Oh, some guy at a restaurant had to, you know, feed somebody in the middle of the night, and he had like only five ingredients, and this is what he made. Uh-huh. So it's always the weird stuff. So that's what's going to happen here. All right. So I've got my magic sandwich machine here from the Mad Frankenstein Laboratory. So give the crank a pull.
Okay.
And let's see what we come up with. I paid top dollar for that thing.
Production value is top notch. So we have a kale and spam sandwich with ranch dressing on an onion bagel.
Okay. Oh, you know what else we have to do while we do this? We'll put the sandwich together, and we have to name the sandwich. So we're going to have to come up with a Halloween appropriate name for these sandwiches after we see it and maybe taste it.
Okay.
But this doesn't scare me too much out of the gate.
No. I mean, kale is not going to make it better. I actually think that's going to be the weak link on this.
Okay.
Everything else on this side, I think will be okay.
All right. Well, let's go make it.
All right.
All right. All right. Okay, so we've got our spam, kale.
Funny story, this is only the second time in my life I've had spam.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to work it a little. You got to coax it out of that can. But once it comes, the sound is just, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
We have a cutting implement.
Yeah, hold on.
I kind of feel like I know exactly what this is going to taste like already.
I kind of do, too. I don't think this is going to be... This could actually be the one that turns out really good. Okay, let's go eat it.
All right.
All right, we're back. So Chris made what do we got? We got an onion bagel, ranch dressing, kale, and spam. And these are, and we'll put pictures up of each of these sandwiches. These are substantial sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll probably eat like but a bite of each, unless I really, really love it. But what do you think about this bad boy so far? But we haven't even tried it yet.
The spale?
The spale rider. okay, let's eat it. Let's take a bite.
There's a 0% chance this is going to be bad.
I think you're right.
I think upsiders limited, though.
Oh, we did toast the bagel. We might get demerit points for that. But all right, let's try it. That's actually pretty good.
That's a second biter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's actually not bad. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be funny if we had our winner right out of the gate. So that's our spam, kale, onion bagel, and ranch dressing. That's not bad. I promise it's going to get weirder from here.
So I would say that the saltiness of the spam with the ranch really works.
Mm-hmm.
And it hides the dirtiness of how kale will taste on its own. And every time I have like a kale salad, it just feels like I took it straight out of the garden and I didn't wash it, even though it was washed.
Yeah, kale's not one of my favorite things, but that was that's one way I would actually eat kale. I would totally, if I had these ingredients and I was desperate, I would totally make this sandwich again.
I'd be okay with that. If you serve that to me, I'd eat it.
Yeah. All right, you ready to pull the crank for another one?
I'm ready.
Here, you can hand me those and I'll get rid of those for now. Okay, here, pull the crank.
All right.
All right.
This one is going to be a little bit more interesting.
Ooh.
I would say. This is going to be one of those ones where if it's good, then we really have accidentally stumbled on something. Because we will be eating a Vienna sausage, deviled chicken, marshmallow cream on a hamburger bun sandwich.
Oh my gosh. I told you this was going to go off the rails at some point. All right. All right. See, there were some ingredients that could like constitute a whole dessert sandwich, and in the weird combos, some of this is going to come through. Okay, let's go make our sandwich.
All right.
I'm going to say right now, this is a lot less pretty sandwich. Honestly, that the spam and the kale and the ranch sandwich did not even look bad.
Uh-uh.
This looks just weird. Okay, number two, we've got our Vienna sausage, deviled chicken, marshmallow cream, and what did we put on? Oh, hamburger bun. This is very low grade.
Well, I have what could prove to, in a very short period of time, to be a really terrible take. And that is, this might work.
It could.
To think about it, you've got the classic combination of salt and sweet. Because you're going very preserved,
very salty, sodium heavy,
and then very sweet, that which could make it work.
And then you've got like a totally neutral hamburger bun, which isn't going to do one thing or the other.
This could work.
I'm going to tell you, it's terrible looking.
Oh yeah.
Since we took the picture 2 minutes ago and moved it, I don't know about yours. Look, mine is looking like it's weeping. It's actually weeping out of my hamburger bun.
We need to name this.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that come to mind. I don't know how gross I should go, but I don't even know, like, how, okay. What we got? We got chicken. We got marshmallow. Do you have any ideas?
I feel like this, what jumps to my mind is, I think, the destroyer from Ghostbusters with
the Stay Puffed Marshmallow
Man. After it's been vaporized and it's ooey, oozing and gooing all over the place, with maybe little bits of previous Devil Dog in there.
Okay. I don't even know what the name is, but we'll work on that. Let's try it. Oh, God, I can't even pick mine up. This is the texture here is going to be something to contend with.
If this does work, it will never take off, because if you were to serve it to someone, they would not eat it.
It's disgusting. But let's try it. All right, big bite.
Surprisingly bland. It's like everything fights with each other to not have much flavor.
Actually, the only thing I can taste is like the marshmallow cream, and then I'm getting the hints of the deviled chicken afterwards. It's not good.
Aftertaste is bad.
It's not good. It's got a very processed aftertaste.
Yeah, aftertaste is bad. That's not good.
Yeah.
Started off boring, turned sideways, went bad.
And when I smell it, all I can smell is the hamburger bun.
I went for a second bite on the first one.
Yeah, that's not a second biter. All right. Wow. All right. Let's crank up the machine and do our next one. Let's see what we got. Ready?
I'm ready. All right. Well, I will. Okay. Well, this one is...
No.
Is certainly going to be something. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. This is going to be interesting.
Well, we are getting... You successfully stumbled on, or I stumbled on, a variety of flavors here. We have the always popular, more of a Northern European thing, I think. Candy corn sauerkraut on it with sweet relish on a cinnamon swirl bun sandwich. So
candy corn sauerkraut, sweet relish, on a cinnamon swirl. Okay.
Okay. Well, that'll be. I'm looking forward to this one because I have no idea.
Indeed, let's do it.
All right.
Now, interesting, we're going to have a relish and a sauerkraut. So we're going to have the tangy, we're going to have like the sweet and the sour. We're going to have the sweet of the candy corn and the sweet of, this might be overly sweet, actually.
This one's going to be gross.
I think it's going to be gross. Hmm.
This one's going to be just bad. This is going to be bad.
Okay, we've got our candy corn, sauerkraut, sweet relish, and cinnamon swirl sandwich in front of us. And I tell you, I'm already circling in on a name for this bad boy.
What do you got?
First of all, it's the most beautiful sandwich we've made so far. I think the colors are, they pop, don't they?
Sure.
You got the vibrant yellow and orange of the candy corn against that green of the sweet relish. That sauerkraut's just kind of hiding in there. But... I'm getting like, this is going to be really gross, but I'm getting like a witch that really needs to go to the dentist.
The name I was thinking of had tooth in the, the name, because it looks like it's a sandwich full of bad teeth.
It does. The bad teeth. That just sounds terrible. How about the witch's teeth?
The witch's tooth.
The witch's tooth. Witch's tooth. I like it. I'm writing it down. Hold on, don't jump ahead of me. Hold on.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm just on the edge of my seat on how it's going to taste.
All right.
I can only contain my excitement for so long.
I love candy corn, so I'm down with this. Let's see, you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go. Wow.
Um, Do you know what's weird?
Hmm.
All these flavors really bring out the cinnamon.
They do. Yeah, you're totally right. Yeah.
Huh.
Now, I think from a texture standpoint, that's terrible.
Yep.
But I'm going to go out on a limb and say the flavor is not the worst we've had today, I would say, so far.
No. No. That's second place.
I would say it's second place so far. The witch's tooth, everybody.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I almost want to try a second bite just to see if I'm crazy?
It's actually, it's like the first sandwich, the spale was I went in for a second bite.
That was almost like, that was a warm-up sandwich. Because I can almost see that at like some weird diner menu.
I think a second condiment could really go a long way with the spale. Witch's tooth was fine. What did we settle on the name for our zombie brain one?
You know what's weird about this sandwich?
Zombie brains?
The zombie brains. Okay. That was the marshmallow cream one?
Yeah.
What's blowing my mind about this sandwich that we just did, the witch's tooth, I can't even taste the candy corn.
No, that's a texture thing.
Yes, I thought that would be like the overpowering flavor, but it's just like a weird, chewy texture. All I taste is sauerkraut, relish, and a lot of cinnamon.
Cinnamon really, really came out in that. I had a hard time getting past cinnamon on tasting everything. It just really, it really took over the flavor, which was really surprising.
I'm shocked that that's not terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Okay, let's do another one. You ready?
I mean, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good, but it was not terrible. Like, if you served that at a Halloween party, like as a lark, like, you could almost get away with that.
Sure.
I'm selling it a little hard here. I get it.
Yeah, zombie brains, not so much.
No, not the zombie brains. Okay, what do we got? Oh, wait, hold on. Crank it. We've got seven sandwiches. We've hit the halfway mark.
All right. We are going to be having a cottage cheese, dill pickle, Frank's Red Hot on white bread sandwich.
Nice. Okay.
I happen to like cottage cheese, but...
Well, you're weird. I like a lot of the stuff that we're eating in and of themselves.
Yeah, well, one of the favorite things that my drill sergeants would like to say to me in boot camp was how you were as messed up as a soup sandwich, and I feel like that a cottage cheese sandwich is not too far away from that.
Especially on white bread, it's totally going to disintegrate.
Yeah. Right.
All right, let's give it a whack.
All right, so we're doing white bread. We're doing pickles.
Yeah.
We're doing cottage cheese.
Frank's Red Hot.
And Frank's Red Hot.
Okay.
Do you want a beer?
Yeah.
I should have asked earlier. My bad.
All right, we got the white bread, cottage cheese, dill pickles, and Frank's Red Hot. I was mentioning a second ago, I'm not looking forward to this because I really don't like cottage cheese.
Yeah, I have no problem with cottage cheese.
But I would think if you like cottage cheese, this is not that scary of a sandwich because I like dill pickles would be good. The Red Hot is probably nice tang.
I mean, it is a cottage cheese sandwich, which is, you know, still weird.
All right, let's do it. Yeah, that's not my favorite. The flavor, like, I think cottage cheese is really bland anyway.
Uh-huh.
It almost tastes more bland.
Yeah.
To me, because it's like Red Hot, dill pickle.
I got crunchy Red Hot is what I got out of that. Soupy, crunchy Red Hot.
It's like a poor man's hot wing blue cheese.
I was curious where you were going with that because I was kind of wondering what a rich man's version of anything close to this could be.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though? It's kind of almost got like a blue cheese hot wing flavor to it. And it's dripping in my... Oh, gosh. Ugh. Sorry. Yeah, the cottage cheese is just not, it doesn't do it for me. But the Red Hot salvaged it.
All right.
What's the name of this bad boy?
I don't know. Frank's Sloppy Pickle.
Sounds like the right name to me. Frank's Sloppy Pickle. Wow. Yeah, I think if cottage cheese is not totally gross to you, this is not a terrible sandwich. Because like I said, I think it's almost got like a... what's the word I'm looking for? Like blue... Not blue cheese, but like buffalo. That's what I'm trying to think of. Buffalo blue.
I guess. I mean, I'm not going to be... I'm not running out to put cottage cheese on my next sandwich, I'll tell you that much.
Now I'm curious to know what this would taste like if you added deviled chicken to it.
Oh.
All right, hold on. Crank it up. Ready?
Worse? All right. All right, so we are going to be having a smoked oyster peanut butter and onion wrap because it is on a flour tortilla.
Smoked oysters, peanut butter, onions in flour tortilla.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should be interesting.
Well, there are ways to describe things. Interesting is one of them.
Oysters can be really good, but, you know, yeah, it just depends on, like, I like oyster shooters or oysters on the half shell now and occasionally, but,
I'll leave these on their own.
What do they look like? Ugly?
Mm-hmm.
I usually like canned fishy.
Wow. Yeah, I'll eat these on their own.
What do you need? A little spoon?
I have this pile of like partially eaten sandwiches, and what's gross about it is they're starting to basically like decompose on the plate. Have you noticed that? Especially the white bread ones and the hamburger bun one. It's like just like melting from all the liquid.
Well, we will be asking or answering the age old question of do oysters and peanut butter go together? Yes. Mankind has been looking for an answer to that for eons.
And, you know, I was actually surprised in the Facebook group. A lot of people just don't like peanut butter. Like, it grosses really? Them out. Yeah.
Grosses them out.
Well, yeah.
Huh.
Define that however you will. So, wait, we're working
on it. Is that maybe a stickiness factor, like what it does to your inside of your mouth?
I don't know.
I mean, because I don't personally relate to that, but I could see how that might bother you. Like, you know, like the coating on the inside of your mouth and how that just... You get that thing?
I don't know. I could just eat peanut butter straight. I love peanut butter.
Oh, I do eat peanut butter straight. Not canned.
Yeah. So we've got a smoked oysters with peanut butter and some sliced red onions on a flour tortilla. I'm not... Now, again, I really don't like raw onions. Like, this is probably my least... The thing I'm least looking forward to trying just because it's a lot of onion.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping the smoked oysters overpower it.
I think the peanut butter will. I think the peanut butter is gonna do a lot to mask. It's a masking agent.
Oh, it smells awful. Well, do you smell it? Smell it.
Yeah, I mean, it's got smoked oysters on peanut butter. Of course, it smells awful. All right, ready?
God, you know, I've never looked at a smoked oyster cut in half like that. That's not a good look.
Cheers.
Oh, here we go.
Ugh.
I almost can't finish that. That is... Oh, dude. I couldn't do it. Oh. It's making me shiver. It's so bad. Ugh. Oh, that is disgusting. That is the worst thing. Ugh. That is disgusting. Did you like that?
Like? No. No. These were...
It tastes burnt. Why is that? Do you notice that?
That's not good.
It tastes like a big mouthful of burnt. What do we do? We got to name it, though. Dude, that was gross. I would eat the witch's tooth sandwich, which was the candy corn sauerkraut relish on cinnamon swirl bread, 10 times before I would eat one of those.
Yeah.
That was hideous, in my opinion. You might like it. No judgment.
No. No.
I don't even know. That
oyster butter, undersea legume.
I equate oysters more with like...
The bloomin' oyster.
It's more like the tube of phlegm. Peanut butter and oysters, gross. But the onions, people eat onion, red onions like that. I don't understand that. That is gross.
That doesn't bother me.
Something, I'm thinking something submarine.
I was kind
of because you got the oysters, too, yeah. You got the tube shape of the wrap, the rotten submarine.
The rotten submarine. Yeah, sure. I have a sneaky suspicion that our future restaurant would not sell many if we called it the Rotten Submarine, though. Marketing-wise, that might not be a good move.
All right, we probably got two more to go. Okay, ready? Yep. Here we crank it.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm looking forward to anything because the taste in my mouth right now is like burnt. Feet.
Well, it's about to get replaced, so we will be having a pickled jalapeno and banana sandwich with red curry paste on sourdough.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, this could be interesting.
Sure.
So banana on sourdough, curry paste.
I think this is going to be disgusting.
And pickled jalapenos. Well, the saving
curry paste slathered on this is not going to be good. I like curry paste.
I do too, but I've never had it slathered on a sandwich.
It's not a slathered on your sandwich type of condiment, though.
I guess we'll find out. Maybe it is.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe I need to not be so biased.
All right, we're back. We've just made a very artistic-looking sourdough sandwich with pickled jalapenos, banana, and red curry paste smeared all over that sourdough.
My guess on this one is that we are not going to taste the bananas at all.
Mm-hmm.
They might give some texture. But this is going to be basically like rubbing red curry paste on our tongues. That's what I think. And it's going to be a little bit spicy because of the jalapenos.
Well, I'm not going to get a good whiff of it. It's got quite an aroma. Actually, the bananas are... I smell those the most, interestingly.
All right. Cheers.
Okay. Awful. Ugh. Very strong on the red curry paste at the get-go, and then I can taste the bananas, and then it's like the jalapenos kick in.
This is hands down the worst.
No way,
dude. For me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's gross, but that wrap was way worse.
Well, what's weird about this one is that out of every sandwich that we've had, this might have my favorite ingredients in it individually. I love red curry paste in food. Bananas, I mean, how can you not like bananas? And pickled jalapenos, I'm like a huge fan of, but this is terrible.
It's got quite a kick. My mouth is burning. I don't know if that's from the paste and the jalapenos.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, we've got, we're down to one more sandwich, and I think mostly misses, but I think we could have a couple sandwiches, you know, that could get some legs.
I think a couple of the sandwiches had legs.
Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. What are we going to call that bad boy?
I don't know. Banana surprise. I have no idea.
The problem is the heat is just coating my mouth, and I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to like taste the next sandwich. It's like the red curry paste and the jalapeno is just like sucked in.
Yeah, I got nothing on this one.
The spicy banana. I mean, that's pretty lame. A lame name, but
I got nothing. All right, let's go to the next one.
Okay.
I'd like to forget about that one.
Wow. Okay, what do we got? Here we go.
That's some competition.
Oh.
we're not friends anymore.
I think this sandwich is going to be the one that breaks the system here.
Really?
Wow.
We even get the weirdest bread. All right. So
some people might take exception to that comment.
It is the most unusual. It is the most flavor intensive bread out of all of these. So okay. It is.
I told you. Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
We have an anchovy, Limburger cheese, grape jelly on dark rye sandwich.
Okay, hold on. Now, we did not plan this out, but this is probably going to be the most intense flavor-wise.
Yeah.
For sure, right?
Yeah.
So anchovies, Limburger cheese, grape jelly on dark rye bread. Have you ever had Limburger cheese?
I think we've had it in a previous year.
We didn't.
No?
We thought about it, but we did not get it.
I don't know if I have, actually.
The only thing I know about Limburger cheese is what I've learned from watching Looney Tune cartoons. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
It's like they'd open the Limburger and it'd like see everybody run off.
Right, right. It is the stinky feet cheese, right?
We're going to find out. I've got some in the fridge, so.
Great.
It's like wrapped in foil and in plastic when I bought it at the cheese place, so. Clearly, it's got some potency behind it.
All right. Well, let's do this.
All right.
Yeah, maybe we can just like slice off some slabs
like
of it.
Butter.
Yeah, but it doesn't smell like butter. Does it smell?
Well,
maybe not until you cut it open.
It's in the casing right now. Not too bad.
It's not that bad. It's definitely got the foot stank going on. But the odor is persistent. You notice that? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's just like not going away.
Yeah.
There we go. Oof-ta.
All right. So we're back with our final sandwich of the day. We've got our anchovy Limburger cheese, grape jelly on dark rye. I mean, knowing what's going in, I don't know. It's going to be a very strong, everything in here is very strongly flavored. There's mm-hmm. nothing I think we're going to miss. This could either be really awful or not shockingly not bad.
Really? You're going to put that in the range of outcomes?
I am.
Shockingly not bad is not one of my expectations.
I've never had Limburger cheese. So we'll see. It is stinky. Let me just say this before we go on. I'm actually a little disappointed in the reputation of Limburger cheese. It did not live up to the hype as far as like the odor. I was expecting like a room clearing odor.
No,
it was bad. Stunk. It smelled like feet, but it's not like, it's not the worst thing we've smelled on these episodes. I'll just put it that way. All right.
Umami toes.
Mummy. Umami toes.
Umami toes. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, umami toes. Dang, that's good.
I like it.
That is good.
All right. Cheers.
Hold on, I smell. All I can smell is the rye.
Great.
Okay, here we go. All
right.
Cheers.
Oh. God. Oh. Oh. Oh my god. I can't.
Oh,
get down. Oh.
That's something else. That's a very strong sandwich. You know what?
Oh. So
I think I like it a little better than you do.
That.
Whoa, hold on. Oh, wow. That last. Like the Limburger cheese hangs on and then it hits you right at the end.
We've had some gross things when we're doing this special every year. That was the worst.
Don't know about that.
Dude, it was terrible. That was terrible.
I would rather eat that than another century egg. Or I think maybe pickled pig's feet. Maybe.
Taste-wise, that was worse than pickled pig's feet.
Yeah, that was not a good... I'm trying to think what could make the umami toes sandwich better.
Nothing. Hmm. Nothing.
Besides the absence of everything that's
yes.
in it.
Yes. Yes. If you were required to include these ingredients, there's nothing you could do to make that edible. That was terrible.
Mm. That is definitely the strongest flavored sandwich we had all day. That's something else. I'm still tasting it.
That was terrible.
Okay, the first sandwich we're calling the Spale, which was a Spam and Kale Ranch on an onion bagel. Actually, not a bad sandwich.
Hands down the best one. And I feel like it was missing a condiment to give it, to like round it out. Like, because it was a little boring. Like, if you had something to kind of...
spicy or something.
Yeah. If you had something to play off some of the flavors there, that could actually totally work. That was fine.
Yeah. I could see this sandwich actually being made by a normal person and them enjoying it, and it's like no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went on to our Zombie Brains sandwich, which was processed goodness. It was Vienna sausages, deviled chicken spread, marshmallow cream on a hamburger bun.
Clearly the ugliest.
By far. The least photogenic, probably. Yeah.
I mean, it was oozing out of the bread. I mean, it was terrible. And it was also
in the hamburger,
one of the worst tasting too.
Yeah, the hamburger bun didn't do any favors.
No.
I would say that the Zombie Brains is not going to survive the test of time.
No.
Now, I'm going to be crazy for saying this, but I really think our next sandwich here, there's something to this that's like weirdly not terrible.
Okay.
Our witch's tooth, aka the witch's mouth, whichever you prefer. Candy corn, sauerkraut, sweet relish on a cinnamon swirl bread. It was not awful. Admit it.
I feel like you're leading your listeners astray here, where there's going to be one person in the audience that's like, well, maybe I should try this. And I would say don't.
You know what? I think they should try any of these sandwiches if they want, because not the last one. Yeah, don't, but we just,
don't.
This is where we will say we're not liable anyway for anything that might happen if you do try any of these sandwiches.
You've been warned.
You've been warned. Try this at home, but don't. Okay. The witch's tooth, candy corn, sauerkraut, sweet relish, cinnamon swirl bun. I think it's got weird factor that could,
It was one of the cooler looking ones.
It was the coolest looking
one. Yeah, I'd have to think back, but I mean, it was right there.
That wasn't Pinterest worthy cool looking.
It was pretty cool looking.
Yeah, that the bright of the candy corn against the rail. Okay, I'll stop going on and on about it. Okay, the next one was Frank's Sloppy Pickle, which was cottage cheese, dill pickles, Frank's Red Hot on white bread.
That one didn't bother me.
It wasn't. It was pretty inoffensive, actually.
Yeah.
Like I said, it tasted like a poor man's buffalo blue cheese sandwich. Yeah. Like, I don't have any blue cheese, so I'll just throw some cottage cheese and sprinkle some Red Hot on it. I don't know.
It was.
I don't know.
It was fine.
It was fine. The next one is by far my least favorite of the day, and that was the Rotten Submarine.
That was your least favorite? Really?
Well, let's put a pin in that. I think so. Peanut butter, smoked oysters, red onions on a tortilla. Gross. Totally gross.
Look, I'm not going to argue with you about whether or not it was gross. I am just shocked that you would put that at the bottom.
I think it's the only sandwich I spit out and didn't eat. Like, my bite, right? I, like, took a bite, chewed it a few times, and I couldn't do it. It was...
There's a Usain Bolt level of lead here for me when it comes to the sandwich that's the worst. Okay. And it's not that one.
We'll get there. Maybe the listener should try the Rotten Submarine and opine. But,
well, it's bad.
It's bad.
I mean, it's bad. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Number six, we didn't have a name for this. We were just baffled by it. That was the pickled jalapenos, the banana, red curry paste on sourdough.
Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't bad. Wasn't good. But, I mean, yeah, there was just not... I think that's one of the reasons why I didn't even have a name for it, because it was just like, You know, I had actually forgotten about it already.
Let's just call it the no name. We'll call it the no name.
Sure.
You've already forgotten about it.
Yeah, I had
it. It was so like, what's funny is it was far more flavorful than the zombie brain,
mm-hmm.
but much more forgettable in a weird way.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we had our last sandwich, which for me was not quite as bad as the Rotten Submarine, but this is the Umami Toes sandwich, which is anchovies, Limburger cheese, grape jelly on dark rye. Honestly, if we had planned this, I don't know if we could have planned like a last sandwich any better than that.
If I would have planned this and put the ingredients in front of you, you would have thought that there was something wrong with me. It's like, who in the right mind would do this? Nobody.
For any of them.
Well, especially I mean, come on.
Okay, you think anchovy, Limburger, grape jelly on dark rye is weirder than...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Than candy corn, sweet relish, sauerkraut cinnamon swirl bread?
That's pretty weird. I'll give you that. That's pretty weird, but it tastes as good or as bad as the ingredients would make you think it would taste.
That's a great point. No surprises on this one.
Yeah.
Totally no surprises.
When we were making it, I was thinking to myself, this is going to be disgusting. And then we took a picture of it, and it looked kind of disgusting. And then we took a bite of it, and it confirmed that it is actually disgusting.
All right. Well, that was our 7 sandwiches. I don't know that we stumbled on any that people will be Googling about in 25 years.
I don't know.
Like I said, I'll put the recipes, quote unquote, for these on the show notes along with pictures. So if anybody wants to try them, I'd be curious to know. Well, that wraps up another year. We'll have to figure out what we're going to do next year to push a different sort of an envelope.
I'll tell you what I don't want to eat next year.
All right. Well, that wraps up another Halloween special for 2020. Thank you so much for joining Chris and I, Roger, on this very special, fun episode. Again, if you're interested in seeing some pictures or maybe recreating some of the monstrous, diabolical sandwich creations you heard in the show, I don't know why you'd want to do that. But if you do, head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/Halloween2020 to get to the show notes. All right, everybody, have a safe, wonderful Halloween, and I will see you very soon on another regular episode of the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Happy cooking!